It's not enough to get Hollywood back to work. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but striking writers have worked out a tentative deal with studios.
In an email to members last night, their Writers Guild of America wrote, "We can say with great pride that this deal is exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers in every sector of the membership, seeking pay hikes for streamed content as well as increased job security. Although a deal has been reached between WGA and the Alliance of Motion Pictures and Television Producers, the contract still has to be finalized and eventually ratified by the Guild's 11,000 members."
Fox is Alexandria Hoff. Actors are still on strike, so writers are encouraged to keep picketing with them. It's day 11 of the auto workers' strike, expanded Friday to 38 GM and Stellantis parts distribution centers. Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock is at one in Centerline, Michigan.
They are cash cows for the auto makers, because this is a place where if you have a breakdown or you need a new, you know, oil filter, whatever it is, this is where it comes from.
Tomorrow, President Biden will go to Michigan to join picketing auto workers. Former President Trump will go there Wednesday. He leads the president by 10 points in a new ABC News Washington Post poll of registered voters in a potential Trump-Biden rematch. Just 3 in 10 voters in that poll approve of the president's handling of the economy, and
62% disapprove of the job he's doing on immigration.
After last week's big surge of migrants crossing the border illegally, Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
You cannot find any Democrats saying, "We think the border is in great shape. We think that the White House is doing a great job with the border, with immigration policy." The closest that you can get to that is some Democrats who say they think the coverage is a little bit overheated.
In the NFL, a false start for the Pittsburgh Steelers on their flight home from Las Vegas after beating the Raiders last night 23-18. Their plane had to make an emergency landing in Kansas City with an engine issue. A Steelers spokesman says everyone is safe and they're planning to get back to Pittsburgh today. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a door frame. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawontwait.com. That's gawontwait.com.
Time is running out for Congress to approve some sort of funding to keep the government running beyond this month. Some House Republicans reject any short-term funding deals. Congressman Matt Gaetz tells Fox the House Speaker promised them when he took over they would not do that, that instead they'd improve a full budget and 12 appropriations bills with spending cuts.
I'm not here to hold the government hostage. I'm here to hold Kevin McCarthy to his word.
Democrats oppose any spending cuts and demand aid to Ukraine be included, which House Republicans are not considering.
House Minority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina on NBC's Meet the Press says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's lack of control of the GOP caucus has brought us here.
Because five or six people on his side of the aisle seem to be calling the shots. The tail wagging the dog is not the way you do this.
Congress not reaching a deal by this coming Saturday could close parts of government. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There is a push for a safer railroad. The Biden administration has awarded $1.4 billion worth of projects focused on safety and boosting rail capacity. The president has faced a lot of criticism from Republicans and from residents of East Palestine, Ohio, for not visiting the site of a toxic train derailment there earlier this year. On Wall Street, stocks could drop at the opening bell. Futures are down modestly, which could add to last week's selling. Back to the NFL. We mentioned the Steelers win last night. Earlier in the day, the Dolphins were dominant, blowing out the Broncos.
I think it was the most points since 66 or something. I think that's awesome.
Miami head coach Mike McDaniel after a 70-20 win over Denver. The Dolphins are now 3-0. Five other unbeaten teams lost. Atlanta, Baltimore, Dallas, New Orleans, and Washington. Two teams that are 2-0 face off tonight. Philadelphia takes on Tampa Bay in a Monday Night Football doubleheader. The other game is Cincinnati versus the LA Rams. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, Champaign-Urbana Urbanized Area Transportation Study, also known as the Lincoln Avenue Study, close to concluding their initial analysis. Three local groups looking at 1 mile stretch of Lincoln Avenue that spans from Green Street to Florida Avenue. They hope to find ways to make the street safer for pedestrians and more efficient for drivers. Champaign County Sheriff's Office investigating after a Subway restaurant in Savoy robbed at gunpoint last Thursday night on South Dunlap Avenue. Deputies learned a man entered the restaurant, brandished a gun, demanding money. He then left the restaurant, running northwest. Anyone with information, contact police. Two people from Texas, one from Indiana, injured in a shooting in Champaign Sunday morning. Police called to the 200 block of North Neal Street. They found an 18-year-old woman from Fort Worth, Texas, with a gunshot wound. A 25-year-old man from Dotta, Texas, shot in the leg. Both taken to hospitals for treatment. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, meteorologist Greg Solier. Apparently, they've settled this writer's strike in L.A. and Hollywood and all that, and that's awesome. But did anybody notice?
Not really.
I know.
I mean, think about it.
There's so much out there to watch if you want to watch anything.
Exactly.
So.
I know.
You take it back to 1983 and Johnny Carson, Tonight Show, and boy, the writer's strike. There's three channels. Oh, no. What are we going to do? This was just one of those where it's just like you want to go up to the writers and say, honey, I'm sorry, but America's just kind of busy and right. There's so many other things now. And maybe you guys ought to figure this out, huh? And listen, with AI and all the things that AI does, they're trying to get some protection because there's things machines do now that maybe some of the basics. Anyway, the bottom line is they came to an agreement. I don't think anybody noticed. And okay, so it goes back, and I don't know what that means. So anyway, that's what I got.
Now, right. There was another union, but that was more of a sympathetic. I mean, they went on strike because
right.
of the writers.
I think some actors weren't.
I think so, too. Maybe actors, the screen actors.
But again, that doesn't affect us. Criminy, we're not even going to movie theaters anymore. I mean, it's a shame.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I like going there, but yeah.
No, I enjoy movies myself, but... Anyway, let's check our weather forecast. Our guru meteorologist scientist is meteorologist Greg Solier, and a pretty nice looking pattern here, huh?
Yeah, and you know, for our producer and farmer friends or just anybody out and about, you know, when you have these mild spells of weather and these waning, well, it's officially fall now, with these waning days of almost summer-like environs, you want to enjoy the almost summer-like environs as long as you possibly can and getting out and about and so forth. And of course, our producer friends get looking for the best and right opportunity, whether it's day or night, to be out there with harvest operations in mind here for the weeks to come. So plenty on everybody's slate. And if you're not in that ag sector, I'm sure there's enough keeping you going with chasing little ones around and school activities and all that kind of stuff. 61 now at Willard and Savoy to 57 at Danville. 64 Bloomington Normal. A couple of showers as you get up into Will County, Cook County, northward up into southern Wisconsin. Some thunderstorm activity this morning. And maybe a couple of sprinkles as you get east of St. Louis out of a couple of mid-level clouds. And that's it on what should turn out to be a pretty nice spell of weather here ahead for about basically one and all. You want some rain? Got more rain. Want some dry time? Got some dry time. Want summertime? Got plenty of that coming. 82 today with a mostly sunny sky. Clouds increase tonight. Stray shower late after midnight. Low down to 61. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, Wednesday too. A couple of showers around. Maybe a thunderstorm, a batch in the morning. Better chances in the afternoon. High temperatures tomorrow around 80. 75 on Wednesday. And then we're in the mid to upper 70s Thursday and Friday at Purdue. And here as well, 80 in the afternoon with sun-filled skies. And the warm, dry weather pattern continues well into next week with Monday, Tuesday highs again in the lower 80s for Stevie J Broadcasting. I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you very much. Last hour, we talked to a psychologist in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're talking about this TikTok thing, and there's so many things on TikTok.
Sure.
Chinese communist government is tracking every move you
make. All the silly Americans and all the things we do.
TikTok is not allowed in China for educational purposes.
Educational stuff they are posting.
They're trying to pollute us. Okay. So 217 texter said, my husband, when the kids were 4 or 5, went through a de-pantsing era.
I see.
So he would pull his 4-year-old son's pants down and laughed about it.
Right.
I kept telling my husband to stop.
Right.
Because I knew that would probably not be a good thing.
Right.
Fast forward to friends coming over. Sitting in the basement family room with my girlfriend, her husband walks down to talk to us. My son ran down the stairs and yanked the man's basketball shorts all the way to the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor man stood in shock.
Oh, my.
And then he said, sure is cold down here. Good comeback. All right, so we're laughing about that.
But right, but that's a good example.
But it just kids are like wet cement. Right. Whatever falls on them makes an impression. Mm-hmm. That's the saying. Mm-hmm. And so it's there's no bigger job in your life. I don't care what board you're on. I don't care if you're a billionaire. I don't care if you're on the CEO of everything. You have no bigger job than to make sure. What did the host from Fox News said? It's not your job to get him to Harvard. It's your job to get him to heaven. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing in the world is how is the foundation of your child, and it's quality time. Okay. And people are very busy, and I understand all that.
Well, and especially with the COVID, and we all got kind of complacent and a little more lackadaisical on the chores and you know, but you got to stick with that chore chart. The kids have to know how. You got to think of their adult chapter of life. How are they going to keep the house? It's probably how you keep the house up.
I'm just telling you, they do what you do.
Yeah.
Whether you think they don't know, they know. I don't know how that works, but they know. So whatever you are, that's what they're going to be. And if you see a struggling kid, I'll show you a struggling parent or parents. It just generally works like that. Not every single time, but most all times. It's just simply going to be, what did you do? What didn't you do? And I have no magic elixir for this except time. Mm-hmm. Time and conviction of what are the important things in your life. Because you're not going to remember the fancy car you drove. You won't. You won't remember anything like that. When you're dying in bed, hopefully it's a peaceful death for you. Because we're all going there. Hopefully you're thinking about the time you spent, the God moments you have in your life are most likely with your family. If they're not, then you're missing out on that too. And I don't know. We struggled to get pregnant. Maybe we had more of an appreciation for every moment because of that, because we didn't think we were going to get to have children. And then we had four. So maybe there's something there. But in any event, the appreciation level that Janet and I have for kids is different. Because it wasn't taken for granted. Maybe we take things for granted too much. But you can't beat being consumed with soccer, with all the laundry you have, with all the stuff, the busyness that you're looking forward to getting out of will go away in a blink. And then when it's gone forever. And then it's kind of quiet. And then you're thinking, man, that was fun when we had all that chaos.
Yeah.
That whole chaos thing goes away so fast. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking you want that, but you're going to miss that.
That's right.
And
right. I went to this leadership seminar, and one of the rounds of kind of learning about yourself was if you're on your deathbed and each person is approaching and you only have a couple of minutes to get out those last words. I mean, you're like you said, you're not thinking about the car. You're not thinking about all the silly stuff.
Matters. Do my children, does my wife, does my family have the foundation of faith? For me, that's number one.
That's right.
If we have that, everything's going to be fine because we all get bruised here. It's bouncing up and down. There are things that happen. You can't explain. It doesn't feel fair. It probably isn't. Life's not really fair. There's just things and circumstances. Think about if you happen to be born in Calcutta, India. It's just a different life. And you don't really understand it because you've never been to Calcutta, India. It's just what we have here is an amazing blessing from God to give choices and have freedoms and actually decide what you want to do with your life. It's not that, just not the same.
And you've talked about your chapter in India and the smell and the poverty.
It just changes you.
Yeah.
And it's I guess a good thing to be able to witness that, but
be grateful for your blessings. Whoa. And if you're thinking I'm going to turn it around, you can start this minute.
No, that's right.
This hour.
Just remember that you got to try and be as appreciative as you can for your, no matter what troubles you have, you're 95% of the rest of the world better.
I just got a text saying westbound I-74 is at a crawl when we're approaching I-57. Police are on the scene. That's I-74 westbound as you approach I-57.
Oh boy. Yeah.
If you're hearing that, that's already a hairy area. If you can exit and get on a country road.
All that construction's right there.
The loops and all that being rethought out. I guess we don't need our Redbird recap.
No, we're good.
Padres over the Cardinals 12-2. You might want to get that Patrick Wisdom queued up, though, with a 4-3 win over Colorado yesterday.
Wisdom drives one in the air. Get out the tape measure. long gone. Cubs lead. It almost clanked off the video board in left center. Booming home run for Wisdom, and the Cubs have a 4-3 lead.
Yep, and now, they swept Colorado. Yes. That they needed to do that.
And a game in front of Miami. So we've got Atlanta with a 6-20 start using Justin Steele on the mound. And the Braves will use Bryce Elder. So listen in over on US 105.9. A rain shortened game. Chicago White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2. They'll start up a series against Arizona. We are winding down the season, Stevie.
Yep, we are.
On to the NFL. Kansas City over the Bears 41-10 yesterday. We had Pittsburgh over the Las Vegas Raiders in the late game 23-18. My daughter Gabrielle dates Trey Smith. He's a Raiders fan, so they were up late watching that one last night. Green Bay over New Orleans 18-17. Colts over Baltimore 22-19 in overtime. You know, speaking of my daughters, they went to a wedding this weekend, and we had a lot of time, you know, visiting and being social. It was just terrific, but I just can't watch these late-night football games with everybody.
Kind of like late. Yeah, they go late.
And that's the case tonight. We have Philadelphia Eagles and Tampa Bay for the early game. Could catch some of that, but then it's the LA Rams and Cincinnati, and I probably won't get to that. Miami's Dolphins over Denver 70-20, and I smile because I think of Kyle Tosk, who works in the afternoon on the drive, and he'll be busy today. Jay Lehman comes in at 3, and then we'll have Luke Altmaier to talk about our Illini win 23-17 over Florida Atlantic. We are 2-2 on the season, and great to hear the conversation with Derek Piper and Lante quizzing Luke Altmaier and how everybody's feeling as we get ready for Purdue at 2:30 in West Lafayette.
Well, would it have mattered if the final was 30-17? I mean, it was 30-17.
It was 23-17.
But it was 30.
I know it was close, but that really wasn't the score.
He slid on the 2, and he gave himself up to take a knee. But, I mean, he was running to the end zone. Nobody was around him. Fagan had a touchdown.
Okay.
And he gave it up because they said, well, we'll take a knee and we win. He scores the touchdown. It's 30. He stopped on the 2. He slid. He was not – nobody was around him. But I don't know. I honestly said, why don't you get your first touchdown, kid?
Right.
You're certainly going to win if it's 30-17. But they said, oh, that was a smart play. I don't understand that part of it.
I don't either.
Because if you got a touchdown, then you win because they didn't have timeouts. There's 45 seconds left, but he gave himself up. So I'm just wondering, would the fans feel better at 30-17?
I would.
We won. We're 2-2. And I can come back to you in 2 months. You won't have a clue. You won't know who we played.
But I said, we need a big win and feel confident coming into Purdue and get that Cannon Trophy. Illinois volleyball beat Michigan State, so they're 6-6 on the season. Arena Terry with 25 kills, and I think the whole team had like 17 blocks. They'll have Penn State Friday at 8 at Huff Hall. Penn State ranked number 13. And our Illini soccer taking down number 19 Michigan 2-1. So go Illini.
Yeah, well, could you look up Fagan and find out what his first name is.
Oh,
I'm gonna need to know that. Brett said Arthur.
So okay.
I don't know. He's from Arthur Atwood, Arcola.
One of those Douglas.
So we
County
need to know his now. Name because we're gonna need to know his
okay,
name.
Okay, gotcha.
Busey proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers, building trusted relationships that span generations. They're very, very active in everything. A lot of Busey associates generally give, like for instance, 20,000 hours of the last few years. To hundreds of community organizations. Nearly 200 associates actively commit to board service. 200. Busey's contributed over $250,000 in scholarships. Busey associates have raised more than $450,000 through the Pay It Forward, Friday's payroll deduction initiative. Wow. For more information about Busey's volunteer initiatives and charitable campaigns, you can check out the Busey 2022 Impact Report. It's a very comprehensive document. Highlights the work Busey's doing for their associates, for the associates, customers, and communities. Very good to work for, too. Very sought-after job if you can get a job with Busey. To learn more, read the report in full. Visit Busey.com/impact. Busey for over 150 years. Member FDIC.
Caden Fagan, F-E-A-G-I-N, Atwood, Illinois. Freshman, running
sure,
back.
Pretty sure Brett said Arthur.
Right.
It's right there. Anyway, Caden Fagan. Caden? Keegan? What is it?
Caden.
K-A-D-E-N. We're going to need to know how to spell it. We're going to need the Georgie Bishansavilli on
there
this guy.
There we go.
Because he's going to be around. And so will Aiden Loughery.
Yes.
Gibson City, Melvin Sibley. We'll be right back.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Chicago Federal Reserve is reporting that economic growth in the U.S. lost pace last month. Its national activity index reading slumped from July. The index looks at multiple aspects of the economy. All categories dragged down the reading. Boeing has received an order for 18 new 787-10 Dreamliner jets. Air Canada is buying the planes to replace older wide-body jets in its fleet. The 787-10 is the largest Dreamliner. It can carry 330 passengers. Amazon is investing in the artificial intelligence company that makes the Claude chatbot. It is paying up to $4 billion to partner with Anthropic. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The second GOP primary debate is coming September 27th, and the Fox News Podcast Network is talking about it with the Fox News Rundown Podcast, the Brett Baer Podcast, The Untold Story with Martha McCallum, Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, and Dana Perino is taking her listeners on the road to 2024 and beyond with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listen anytime, everywhere, at foxnewspodcasts.com, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
We're looking up Caden Fagan.
Yeah.
And he had offers from where?
Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, dang. Missouri, Notre Dame, ooh, Purdue, Rutgers, and Wisconsin.
Michigan wanted him. Wow.
And he holds Arthur Lovington Atwood Hammond senior record with a career 2,300 total yards, 37 touchdowns, 82 tackles, and 2 interceptions as a senior.
How can you stop a 6 foot, whatever he is, 250?
Yeah.
And a division, I mean, it's 1A.
Yeah.
We're talking a small high school, and for a Power 5 guy to come out of that is unusual.
Oh, he's got 2 brothers, too, Jordan and Kyle.
What are they doing?
Take a look at that.
What are they doing? 217 Texter, I said, why would you slide when you're going to go up 30-17? By not scoring, you keep control of the ball for the last minute and guarantee a win. If you score, there's an extremely remote chance you can lose. They return the kickoff for a touchdown, then recover the onside kick and score again. I guess the odds of that are...
I mean,
but think about it. You could fumble the snap when you take a knee, technically, yeah, but you're not really trying to that. I guess so. I mean, think about it. Everything's analytics.
Yeah.
So what are the odds that you fumble that snap where everybody takes a knee and everybody kind of quit?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's all they do is take a snap once. Or the odds of kicking off, returning for a touchdown, kicking off, having onside bomb touchdown. I guess the likelihood of that... taking a knee is probably better odds than it's anyway. It's just a kid and never scored a touchdown. It's his first one. And then, you know, Brett was surprised because he didn't think Cade never did that drill. He said, I think we had another kid, Anderson, that did the drill in early camp.
Hey,
where we talked about
Fagan's playing, you know, and yeah, smart and paying attention.
No, really, and mature enough. Mm-hmm. when his buddy Aiden Loughery scored his first touchdown, Brett Bielema in warmups pulled Aiden aside and said, you're going to get the ball today, and you're going to score your first touchdown.
Nice.
I told him that before the game.
Man, that's great.
And so this kid looked really quick through the line. He ran for 19, Loughery did, and then he got the ball. I knew they were going to give it to him again, and he kind of cut the right way and waited for the blocks and scored a 2-yard touchdown. So anyway, that was very upbeat. Felt bad for the young Malik Elzey.
Okay.
He dropped 2 in a row.
Oh, shoot.
Listen, there was a lot of hype because he caught his first touchdown the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And he missed 2 balls he should have caught, and then they took him out and just said, hey, he's young. But he's got, you can tell he's got skill.
But Caleb Griffin did good us kicking, right?
Or missed an extra point.
Okay, gotcha. It was like 50-50 then, kind of day.
Yeah, you can't miss those 20-yard extra points or whatever that is. So anyway, yeah, but he hit a field goal after that.
Okay.
And again, we went over it last hour. The Stevie J projection is, I don't know. I just think that every game, I think you're going to probably have a hard time winning at Maryland, and you're probably going to have a hard time because it's hard to beat Iowa at Iowa. But every other game, and even those two, I think are just very competitive. It's not like you're going to Ohio State. You don't have to play Penn State
right
again. Penn State will be a step change better than anybody we play.
Yeah.
And we don't turn the ball over as much, and we're right there. We had the ball to take the lead at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were very competitive. So I guess I can't figure
Maryland this. On October 14th. That's going to be...
At Maryland's going to be hard. Mike Locksley's got it going a little bit with his quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think the best QB in the conference, I believe. So anyway, we'll see. But the bottom line is 6 is all Stevie J ever asked for. Okay? I wasn't on the 8-10 win bandwagon. I said, that's just, give me 6. Because there's always a process. That's what I've seen through the years. Is It's just, we do
that's
that.
That's exactly the season of 2-2.
We have to just get our way to a bowl and establish that we're a bowl team every year. That's the goal. We've never in the history of Illinois been able to do that. Nobody knows why. Why? I don't know. Why do you think? Oh, we went to the Sugar Bowl. I know. We went to the Rose Bowl. No. We get nothing the next year. How can you get nothing?
I don't know.
It's so that's
feast
why
or famine as an Illini fan.
It's remarkable is what it is. Because you don't go to a major bowl and then go blank the next year. And I believe that's happened every time. Mm-hmm. So we are on the path to get to 6. That's the goal. That's what we ought to be rooting for. 52,000 announced on Saturday.
We're not going to see as much of the sunglasses on Deion Sanders this week, are we?
Deion was down, but I'm not anti-Deion at all.
That was mature.
Coach Prime. I mean, listen, reality hit, and reality's going to hit again this week. They host USC in Colorado.
Okay.
Right? Not going to beat USC.
Yeah.
But Oregon is a way better team.
Uh-huh.
So it was reality time. If you look at the teams that Colorado beat, but it's still exciting. He's doing a great job. Colorado's got some mo. Everybody's talking about him.
42-6?
It was 35-0. They kind of let up. It could have been as many as they wanted, I think.
Okay.
But, I mean, as I said, 52,000+ announced at Memorial Stadium Saturday. I don't think everybody went, but it was announced. So that's amazing. We're talking about...
At our Memorial Stadium?
52,000.
Oh,
was
wow.
That was the announced attendance.
See, I was all over the Broadlands Homecoming Festival, and I was working it for that watermelon contest and everything else they were doing. It was a blast. But I did try to, you know, sneak away and listen whenever I could. But I'm glad the Illini won.
No kidding.
Go Illini.
We'll be back. Fox is coming up next with your news. We'll check more weather and sports. Also, Griff Jenkins will call me. He's been all over Fox television this morning, live in Eagle Pass, where it is an open border. And they're having a lot more issues with assault now. Not to mention the cartel involvement. Cartels went from millionaires to billionaires in this chapter of incompetence.
They're getting the drugs in for sure.
Well, they're getting their drugs in and they're charging people $10,000 and they got to wear stuff on their wrist and ankle to make sure they know where they are. It's
and
horrible.
If there's a government shutdown, who's on immigration control?
Nobody's.
They work for the government.
Nobody's on it now. So, I mean, they're down there trying, but they're just getting people in.
Right.
In a semi-orderly fashion. 828, be right back. It's ESPN 93.5. It is Monday. It is September 25.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com. Starting it over is what we need.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The TV and Movie Writers Union has a tentative deal with production companies to end a nearly five-month-old strike. Fox's Brian Hultgren.
The agreement must now be approved by the Guild's board and members before the ongoing strike can officially end. Hollywood writers have been striking since early May, demanding better pay and benefits, increased residuals, and rules to protect writers from AI.
Those are some of the same concerns that led actors to go on strike in July. No deal there yet. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has a news conference scheduled at 11:30 Eastern Time this morning. He's under pressure from some other Democrats to resign over federal bribery charges. Utah Senate Republican Mike Lee on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
He has yet to have the opportunity to present his case and to make his arguments. I look forward to hearing those.
Senator Menendez said Friday when charges were announced, he's the victim of a smear campaign. His wife and three New Jersey businessmen are also charged. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police made one of the largest drug busts in its 100-year history last Wednesday, seizing over 5,200 pounds of illegal marijuana into the Quad Cities. Historic bus made on Interstate 80 in Henry County. State trooper pulling a tourist bus over noticed signs of criminal activity. Illinois State Police responded to a deadly crash on Illinois Route 130 near Philo Friday morning on County Road 700 North. The car failed to yield at the intersection with Route 130. A car driving northbound on Route 130 subsequently hit a westbound car. The driver of the westbound car, Suzanne Ayers of Sydney, later died at a hospital. Illinois State Library in Springfield evacuated Friday after a bomb threat emailed to the library. In a statement, Secretary of State spokesperson Henry Hoff says a library staff discovered the threat about 9:30 in the morning. Out of abundance of caution, the library evacuated. The building swept for explosive devices. The all-clear was eventually given. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday, coming off last week's 2 to 4 inch rains across the area and some dryness and drought-related improvement. A little more to come here for the first half of this week with some spots picking up maybe close to an inch anticipated. But then it's back into, as we expect, a late summery feel. Matter of fact, no real cold weather inside whatsoever for the next couple of weeks for openers. And that late summery feel continues on here for the end part of the week, end of the weekend, and next week, too. Good-looking weather over at Purdue for football as well. For the day today, mostly sunny, warm up around 82 and a light east to southeasterly wind. Isolated shower chance after midnight tonight and a low down to 61. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny, couple of showers, thunderstorms breaking out late morning, more so in the afternoon. High temperature up around 80 degrees and a southeast wind. Some scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night into Wednesday, 75 on Wednesday. In the mid to upper 70s, dry skies for Thursday and Friday, highs in the lower 80s and a fair amount of sunshine for the weekend early next week too. For STBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
So the state police who busted that, whatever it was, 5,200 pounds of marijuana.
Mm.
I thought marijuana was legal. So now you have a black market for marijuana.
I guess.
I presume it was cheaper or whatever.
I mean, still, a lot of people, especially old school, got a guy, and they never go into the shops because it's so expensive, and there's so much taxation on it, and you have to pay cash.
Yeah, they always have security there.
I know.
A long line of people doing marijuana.
And to me, isn't there like a red flag that you bought it if you're putting your name in some system? And, you know, if you got pulled over and then you have that, even if it's medical, isn't there some kind of...
Why does it have to be cash?
I don't know.
How do you track that?
Right.
A guy puts 20 in his
it
pocket.
All seems
how do you
so
know?
Seedy.
Is that a play on seeds and marijuana?
The bud.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
You're my bud.
Heard the seeds. Anyway, so the 5,200 is like the size of a truck. That's how much weight.
Wow.
That's a lot. But I don't, again, it's like, wait a minute. They're hauling illegal cigarettes. I mean, it's legal in Illinois. So anyway. Okay. ESPN medical card tax. Medical card has no tax.
Oh, okay.
That's huge. Okay, so what in the heck's going on down at the border, ladies and gentlemen? He is one of the finest reporters. Let's do some online programming. Griff, what minute do you need to be out of this? Because you're a hot man this morning. When do I need to get you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good for you as long as you need me.
Ladies and gentlemen, 25 till. When I was walking in Memphis. One of the finest reporters in America is Griff Jenkins, who dutifully goes where Fox sends him. And today, Eagle Pass, Texas, where he is watching what Karine Jean-Pierre denies. It's not an open border, silly. What do you see, Griff?
You know, Stevie J, it's great to be with you. Happy Monday morning. And as you know, and I've reported directly to you, I've spent the better part of 2.5 years of my life here in Eagle Pass, a small border community. On any given day, they barely have 50 agents on the line, as the Border Patrol says. And yet, here we have had, over the weekend, from Friday to Sunday, they had more than 4,000 migrants streaming across with the assembly line efficiency of Amazon. And they've never seen these numbers like this. I've never seen it when I'm here. It's been high, not this high. But among that tiny force of 45 to 50 agents, 90% of them, literally 9 out of 10 of those, are processing these migrants, meaning that there are vast swaths of open area for the cartel to move drugs, to move migrants that don't want to be apprehended, and it is compounding the problem. And yet at the same time, these Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed. They're outnumbered, and their morale is really suffering because they don't see support from this administration. At the end of the day, Stevie J, when you look at the dramatic photos from our drone and other media, there's other media here as well, NBC, ABC, CNN, we've seen them finally down here covering this number, because this is what border security in President Joe Biden's America looks like. For better or worse, it's what it looks like, and it's an administration that favors catch and release. And these migrants are coming and crawling through this razor wire because they know there is a great likelihood that they're going to simply get turned loose in the U.S. with a notice to appear at a court date, sometimes years away, and who knows if they'll bother to show up. But that is the snapshot, and it is stunning. Honestly, between you and me, my friend, we've talked a lot over the last several years. It is stunning to me that a spokeswoman of any kind can stand at the podium at the White House and simply ignore it and deny that it exists.
Well, it's a Republican's fault. She told us that. So it's all Republicans, MAGA. They've denied this. Donald Trump, just keep that in mind. And then Peter Ducey asked the questions. No. I tried to answer. You interrupted me. I'm going on. What the heck? Man, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, listen, I understand. I don't want to get in the semantics of the political fight. They're blaming the White House, is blaming the Republicans. But I can tell you this. In my reporting here on the ground, I just interviewed Congressman August Pfluger, a Texas Republican. He's here, part of a delegation led by Tony Gonzalez, who is the congressman that represents Eagle Pass, Texas. I interviewed Gonzalez over the weekend, or actually late on Friday. We aired the clips over the weekend. And literally while I'm interviewing him, right where I'm standing here, touching the razor wire, we had migrants crawling through the wire. And it was just a really interesting snapshot of just how prevalent the problem is to see them coming so frequently that they crawl through an interview of 5 minutes with a member of Congress. And ultimately, there is an onus, I think, on Republicans to do something, to deliver. And, you know, there is talk that in just a matter of days, we could have the government shut down and Republicans having trouble getting anything moving on this spending bill. And, you know, that would... I know they've said they want to prioritize border security, but ironically, it would do more damage than anything if these Border Patrol agents next to me here have to go without a paycheck.
When can this be officially called an invasion?
Well, you know, it's an interesting, and again, there's a bit of a semantic there, and you're hearing a lot of people calling it an invasion. But I'm not sure it's accurate, to be honest, if we sort of talk about it here out loud, because an invasion, and I was part of the invasion in Iraq in 2003. Ollie North's cameraman, and we went in combat. These people don't feel like they're invading because they feel that they've had a red carpet rolled out for them. They feel that they're being told to come. And so are you invading when you're being welcomed? I don't know. I mean, it's really this the change in this administration from the last administration has been the 180 degree of deterrent. If you cross illegally, you go back, to one of, if you cross illegally, we'll make accommodations for you to stay, unless ultimately, if we find out you're a hardened criminal and we can prove it, we would send you back. I mean, the numbers, the White House is touting, they're taking pride. One of Corinne Jean-Pierre's talking points is, we've deported more than 250,000 since early May. Well, guess what? The fiscal year today is over 2.2 million.
Man.
And so ultimately, I mean, that's what, 10% roughly? So let's say if one out of 10 gets sent back, those are pretty good odds. If I had those at a craps table in Vegas, you'd see me sitting there every night.
That's right. It's Griff Jenkins on the Tappan Zee Towing phone line. He's Fox News anchor. He's a reporter. He's been to Eagle Pass, Texas many, many times and knows what's happening. So why is it not getting the attention this deserves? And I guess the next, I'm going to leapfrog and say, let's just say, okay, that's what the intention is, an open border policy. Why? Is there any buzz with the reporters and the smart people like you? As what is the point of having this influx of people that we're having a difficult time taking care of, not to mention the drugs, not to mention the sex trade, not to mention the violence? Why, Griff?
You know, it's the most important question, Stevie J, and I simply can't answer the why. And it's baffling because on the one hand, they talk about the priority that they put on cutting down on the fentanyl and the narcotics coming in that's killing America's children. You know, you've often heard the analogy, if an airplane with 300 passengers a day went down and everybody died, well, imagine how the country would react. Well, guess what? 300 are dying a day in America because of the fentanyl and drug overdose problem. So they say they're prioritizing that, but yet they don't see that with the mass numbers coming through, as I just laid out for you, you've got 50 agents here, and guess what? They're almost all processing people. So what does the cartel do? Freely have open space to move those drugs. And it's like they can't, they can see their right hand, but not their left hand, and realize they've got two arms, two hands.
Is it fixable, do you think?
Well, sure, it's fixable. And you talk to the Border Patrol agents, and I've talked to a lot of senior Border Patrol agents off camera, because they're not allowed to go on camera right now. We've asked many times to talk to Mayorkas, to Chief Owens, and others. They say, we could definitely get this under control if we could change some of the policies that would move towards more deterrent. At the end of the day, the greatest pull factor that's pulling these migrants to come is that they see on Facebook, in their family and friends, and people from their towns, they see them come across, make the treacherous journey, and then ultimately end up in whatever hometown where they wanted to get to. So they see that it pays off. You know, they say crime doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Well, this illegal crossing crime is paying in huge dividends for these migrants. And so whatever policy it is, under the Trump administration, they had remained in Mexico, which means the migrants could apply for asylum. If they cross illegally, they'd be largely deported. But they could sit in cities like Juarez or Tijuana or Piedras Negras across from me. And you know what? The migrants were like, no thanks. I don't want that deal.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult and dangerous and unpleasant. And so things like that have to come back. But until they do, the status quo is unsustainable. That's not my words. That was Chief Owens' words at the end of last week.
Okay, so I saw your interview earlier about these assaults are up. Why is that?
Well, the cartels are feeling emboldened because they've got a stronger grasp. And those are awful photos. You see the smuggler that was moving migrants. It took three agents, who all three were actually injured. I just showed the one photo of the injured agent. But then you saw this bloodied smuggler face with rata tattooed on his forehead, which is Spanish for rat. So somehow he got marked a rat by the cartel, but yet they were somehow employing him to be a smuggler and moving people. And it's just a real, you know, example that we see almost every day of these cartels getting more and more emboldened. You know, we've had many reports that we've covered in the past of them bringing guns across, of gunfire being exchanged, shot across our border. And, you know, at the end of the day, that makes life much more dangerous for our Border Patrol agents down here trying to secure the border, and that is not a good thing.
Griff Jenkins, outstanding reporting. I wish you could go surfing because there's no water down there with a wave. I saw you stand next to that body of water, whatever that is, and not enough for you to surf, but he's the only guy in America that can report like this and actually get up on a board. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man.
The Rio Grande. It's got no waves. See you, buddy.
You got it. Thank you so much. Griff Jenkins, Fox News anchor, reporter, live from Eagle Pass, Texas, where it is a mess. All right. We're going to be back. Check your sports headlines coming up. Illinois at home again a week from Friday.
Fighting Illini football is back in Champaign as they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Memorial Stadium Friday night, October 6th at 7 p.m. It's our Celebrate Food and Ag game. Bring the family for a special petting zoo area inside Grange Grove with animals to interact with Illini fans and kids. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's Big Ten matchup against Nebraska. Friday night under the lights on October 6th. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Maine and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
All right, sports headlines.
So I was reading an article out of Kansas City. A turbulent week filled with off-field distractions for the Chicago Bears culminated in one of the most lopsided losses in recent franchise history. The Bears suffering a 41-10 defeat.
It wasn't that close.
Against the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs to extend their losing streak to 13, the longest active streak in NFL history.
Okay. Well, you're going to get a top draft pick again. There's that.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know. I guess you're playing the Super Bowl champs. It might not be a good barometer, but who will the Bears beat? I'm going to have to look at the schedule.
Green Bay over New Orleans, 18-17. That was tight, but your quarterback went down.
Yeah, we were winning 17-0. Okay. Had complete control of the game. And then you stopped moving the ball, and then the Green Bay Packer fans got into it, and then it was bad. So
yeah.
And then we missed a 45-yard field goal.
Yeah. So. Colts over Baltimore, 22-19 in overtime. We also had Pittsburgh over the Las Vegas Raiders, 23-18, in case you fell asleep. We had Philadelphia Eagles at Tampa Bay for the early game tonight. And for Monday Night Football, the LA Rams and Cincinnati is the later game. Always fun to watch these games at Pia's. And boy, it is just a blast at Pia's. And you'll have to join us on October 20th, right before homecoming, before we take on Wisconsin. Of course, Illinois over Florida Atlantic, 23-17. But that Friday night, you know, live broadcast from Pia's with the drive. Such a good time. What else?
Padres over the Cardinals 12-2. But the Cubs beat Colorado 4-3. And now, and Chicago White Sox over Boston in a rain shortened game 3-2 was the final there. But all the teams on a break today and in action tomorrow. We have our Cubs in Atlanta at the 6:20 start over on US 105.9. Oh, I forgot to put down the St. Louis Cardinals. Do you know who they're playing, Stevie? It's okay.
I think they're in Milwaukee tomorrow.
Okay, very
Milwaukee,
good.
Milwaukee, Cincinnati at home, Cincinnati at home, Cincinnati at home.
And like you said, since Milwaukee's already in it, are they going to be real tough?
Well, they're going to try because the other teams are going to say, "Guy, dude, you have to really try." Okay?
Right.
Because it's important that way. So I think they'll have their guys in there. The bench is only like four people deep from players that can play positions. It's not very deep. So I think they'll have a lot of the regulars.
So it is at Milwaukee, 6:40 start. Yeah. Cardinals using Zach Thompson and Wade Miley on the mound for the Brewers.
All right, check your weather next.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Head to Merle Norman for your free gift with purchase. Shop now to receive a trial-sized eyeliner, makeup remover, plush lip liner, and a lip gloss. Available at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Free with the purchase of two or more Merle Norman cosmetics products. Cosmetic accessories not included. Offer valid while supplies last at participating Merle Norman cosmetic studios only beginning September 1st, 2023. Limit one per customer. We reserve the right to modify the gift if needed. Not available at MerleNorman.com.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Van and vicinity. Nice spell of weather over the past weekend. A little more rain back in the offering around here. Folks are clamoring for a little more rain to ease up dryness and front-related issues. We'll get that the first part of the week. And then the second half of the week, it's back into a late summer-like feel around here that should extend well into the early couple of days of the month of October around these parts, with temperatures taking on more or less a late summery feel. So a little bit of everything for everyone. Mostly sunny for the day today, up around 82 this afternoon. That's about 7 above average on a light east to southeasterly wind. Increasing clouds tonight. Isolated shower chance will after midnight. Low down to 61. Tomorrow, partly sunny. A couple of showers. Thunderstorms breaking out later morning. More so in the afternoon tomorrow. And around 80 degrees for the high and a southeast wind. A couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms continue into Wednesday. Sun and clouds in 75. Dry weather Thursday. Partly sunny in 76. Up near 80 on Friday. Should be dry weather over at Purdue for the weekend. And here as well with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, so the Chicago Bears play the Denver Broncos, who just gave up 70 points in Chicago this Sunday. If you can't beat Denver, you probably won't beat anybody. Then the Bears go to Washington. That's a Thursday night football game. Then the Vikings go to Chicago. Raiders go to Chicago. Bears go to the Chargers. Bears go to New Orleans. Panthers at Chicago. There's some teams in here. You think it's going to be, you know, very competitive. But the way the Arizona Cardinals, who I thought were awful, just beat Dallas yesterday. What the heck? How could Dallas lose to Arizona? I don't understand football. You don't get it. It's just craziness. But
yep,
for Miami to put 70 on the Denver Broncos, I wonder if Sean Payton's going, you know, I was retired. You know? Anyway, Denver goes to Chicago. I think the Bears have a really good chance to beat Denver. But they got to break the 13-game losing streak.
After Denver got spanked by the Dolphins 70-20 over the weekend.
How'd it go? Well, we lost by 50. What? Really? What, 50 to nothing? No, 70-20. So at least we scored.
Right.
Man.
New England Patriots coach made a comment this morning. This was posted a few minutes ago. Travis Kelce has made a lot of big catches in his career, but this one would be the biggest. Talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Big catch.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Tuesday. So thank you for listening. But you can't miss Jay Layman.
Yeah.
He's on today.
Most definitely.
After three, what's the All-American linebacker from Illinois think about Illinois football? Mm-hmm. And then you're not going to hear our quarterback anywhere else. Right here, you'll hear him after four with Lonte and Derek Piper. And the tremendous week he had, over 300 yards
passing.
Yep,
303.
So good for him.
Go Illini.
Happy about that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
The Stever offer is there at GoStever.com. It's $50 to Curtis Orchard. Mm-hmm. GoStever.com and enjoy. You'll get an email tonight if you're one of our winners.
Flying Monkey Cafe, mm-hmm. 11 to 2, 3902 Duncan Road in Champaign.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Monday.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Fighting Illini football is back in Champaign, as they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Memorial Stadium Friday night, October 6th at 7 p.m. It's our Celebrate Food and Ag game. Bring the family for a special petting zoo area inside Grange Grove with animals to interact with Illini fans and kids. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's Big Ten matchup against Nebraska Friday night under the lights on October 6th. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Curtis Orchard with You Pick 'em Apples. Randy tells us more.
We grow about 31 different varieties of apples, and there are a lot of new varieties. You know, when we started, you still had this sort of standard old favorites. Old Delicious, Red Delicious, Jonathan, a few other varieties that were lesser known. But now the apple industry has become much more gourmet in its taste and selectivity, and the apple breeders have become much more experimental in what they try and what they find works. It's not like genetic modification, but it's more like they look for really obscure varieties to cross with one another. Came up with the Honeycrisp apple. And there's another one that isn't as well known, but it's done very well for us, and that's called Zestar. We call it a cousin to the Honeycrisp because it has one of the parents, but it has a little different flavor, a little different season to it. But those types of apples didn't exist really 30 years ago.
Curtis Orchard opened 9 to 6, 11 to 6 on Sundays. CurtisOrchard.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner.
Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.